Rice says the flurry of activity will begin with a February 2nd meeting in Washington of the International Middle East Quartet, the United States, the European Union, Russia, and the United Nations. It will continue with regional shuttling by senior U.S. diplomats and be capped by Rice's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas at an undetermined Mideast venue in mid-February. The three-way meeting, the main achievement of the Rice trip, will be the first discussion of the final status issues of the peace process, among them refugees and borders of a Palestinian state, since former President Clinton's unsuccessful drive for an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord at the end of his term in 2000. In a talk with reporters traveling with her in London, Rice said conditions in the Middle East are on balance much more conducive for progress since the Clinton bid for an agreement, and she said she is prepared to do whatever she can personally to advance an agreement for a two-state Israeli-Palestinian settlement.
I'm going to be concerned about what we can get done when and how, and I obviously I've been out here a lot, and I expect I'll be out a lot again. I'm aware that it takes not just deal-making and shuttle diplomacy to make it work. It also takes certain circumstances and certain commitments, and I think we've been actually creating those circumstances or helping to create those circumstances over the last several years.
Rice discussed the Bush administration's new Iraq strategy, including a surge in U.S. troop strength to try to help stabilize Baghdad, in stops in Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and in Kuwait, where she met foreign ministers from across the Gulf region. But Rice surprised many analysts by not making a Baghdad stop on this trip. In her talk with reporters, she downplayed suggestions of a rift with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who bitterly criticized a recent comment by the secretary that his government was living on borrowed time. Rice said she is sorry Mr. al-Maliki took offense to the remark, which she said was intended to convey a sense of urgency about the need to subdue Iraqi sectarian violence. But she said she believes she and the Iraqi leader are on the same page with regard to what needs to be done, and that she expects to visit Baghdad again soon.
I've been to Baghdad, I think, six times, and I'm sure I will go again. It seemed to me that it made sense to let the Iraqis have some time to get their plans in order, to get ready to launch those plans. Bob Gates was just there, and it just wasn't, for my mind, the right time to go, but I'm sure we'll go sometime in the near future.
Rice rejected the notion that there is broad support among Arab states for the United States to engage Iran on the Iraqi issue. And she said at her meeting with eight regional foreign ministers in Kuwait this week, only one made such a recommendation. Rice said the United States has no problem with the Iraqi government trying to achieve normal state-to-state relations with Iran, but she made clear the United States will not do so while Iran is engaged in what she said are activities that endanger U.S. troops in Iraq. David Gullis, VOA News, London.